We often talk about being in touch with our listeners, and one of the ways that a lot of listeners stay in touch when they send messages through email, we remind you, Dave at WSGW.com, Pat at WSGW.com, or Lewis at WSGW.com, Charlie at WSGW.com.
Yeah.
There's a theme there of WSGW.com.
Right.
You actually, Pat Johnston, getting a couple of messages for listeners this morning.
Got a couple of emails. Earlier this morning, we talked about the melee there that happened between Michigan and Wisconsin in college basketball. And I just want to thank Bruce from Saginaw Township for giving us an email. And Bruce, I believe I did say, though, he was saying that I didn't, let's see, he says, if the Wolverines had called off their press and allowed the Badgers to bring the ball across half court, they'd be just dribbling out the clock and there would have been no altercation. And I did point out that Michigan was playing a full court press, but still Wisconsin had the game in hand, and I will stick to that, that there is an unwritten rule in basketball that once the if you're the team that's up by a lot of points and there's no chance for the opposition to come back and win, you never call your timeout. That's all I said, and I think that's one reason why it all happened.
The other thing I'd like to observe, I observed the pressing going on, but, you know, this isn't high school or courtesies. I mean, this is college basketball,
right,
where the rankings are based on the spread, how big your win or loss is, et cetera. And you, even though the other team's putting in subs, does that mean you pull out and give up? I mean, you hit two or three threes, although they weren't hitting too many of them in the game. But if they hit two or three threes, it would have tightened it up.
Right. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Regardless, I mean, there was only, I think they called the timeout at, 5 seconds ago, 4 seconds, something like that. I forget what it was. But anyway, I still say that, yes, Howard, of course, will be suspended, I think, for the rest of the year, as he should be. Can't be hitting other people, and so I'm for that. I just think that Wisconsin deserves some of the blame as well. And then also, Jack had decided to email me, and he heard us talking about Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, our wake-up song of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, I'm not sure if you guys realize this, but Don't Worry, Be Happy comes from an Indian spiritual writer who says, quote, do your best, then don't worry, be happy, in my love, I will help you. There you go.
How about that?
Yes. So thank you, Jack.
I'll never listen to that song the same way again.
That's right. So thank you, Jack, for that email.
We appreciate that. See, our listeners always keeping us informed with opinions, with updates on stories that we talk about. We depend on listeners to make sure that we are accurate.
Yes.
It is 8:45 on WSGW. Again, we appreciate you sending messages. We respond accordingly.
Yeah. I do, too. They usually tell me to take a flying leap. But other than that, it's...
No. You're getting my email. My favorite one, I still have it here someplace. It's I've mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. Whenever I think that maybe I'm better than I really am and I'm getting too full of myself, I go to my email file and pull out where somebody once sent me a two-word email. The word two words were, you suck. So that kind of grounds me.
A reality check.
Yeah, exactly right. Everyone needs that kind of thing.
Of course you do, yeah. So. I remember my very first radio job in Ionia, and I got to host the talk show there. I think I was 25 years old. I've been doing it for a couple months. I'm thinking, all right, I'm really doing well. I think this is really picking up. And get this email, and it was, dear Pat, blank you. I said, you know what, though? It's like, hey, that's short, concise, and right to the point. And I admire that. So that was good.
I don't know about those, but I think it's a good thing to hear from people with a different perspective. Sometimes you can't think of every angle.
That's right.
You might miss an angle, and we appreciate the contributions, even if they're critical.
Oh, of course.
We appreciate the feedback.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We want to all, you know.
All of it.
Whether it's going to be a comment of something that's pleasant or it's criticism, we accept it.
That's right.
We accept it.
You take the time to do it, we accept it.
Yeah.